Hello and welcome to the Monday, August 6th, 2012 edition of the Science and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording again from Jacksonville, Florida. We've got some not-so-great news about Apple's iCloud. A journalist from Gizmodo had his iCloud account hacked, not via a weak password, but turns out that the attacker was able to convince Apple support to reset the password for them. Now, this is always a big challenge with these large public systems. Same problem we had with webmail systems. Yahoo had a few problems with that, with weak password reset questions. Now, in this case, the password reset questions weren't a problem. It was the ability to actually call up Apple and then convince them by answering some fairly generic public knowledge questions about that person to reset the password. The attackers then went ahead and used the remote wipe capability to wipe that particular person's iPhone, iPad, and MacBook Air. There's no response at this point from Apple if they're going to do anything about this. Of course, stronger passwords would not have helped in this case. This is really more a procedural problem in how you're dealing with customer support for these, of course, fairly cheap type of accounts where you don't really have a lot of money to spend on customer support to deal with password reset. Probably, in my opinion, the simplest and cheapest way to deal with this is to send a notification of the reset to the user's phone and then delay the actual reset. So where the legitimate user has the ability to respond and block the reset. Or just not to allow any reset at all, which of course then ends up with people's data being stranded and no longer accessible to them. But let's take a look at diaries. We got one about ADP phishing. Now, ADP is a large payroll company, and I have seen quite a few of these phishing emails myself. So essentially, the way this works is that you receive an email that something has to be done with your ADP account, usually some certificate expired, and you should log in now to fix this. Now, this is targeting typically payroll people. Your regular users that have their paychecks processed by ADP should never really receive any email from ADP, and they may not necessarily even understand what that email is about. But if a user clicks on that link, they're then being exposed to a Java exploit, and that Java exploit will then be used to install malware, in particular keystroke loggers, on that system. So the goal here is to get keystroke loggers onto PCs that are being used by the accounting department, and then, of course, to gain more access to bank accounts and other information. There have also been cases where then the malicious user was adding additional people to the payroll and essentially had just paychecks being sent to money mules that then forwarded them to the final destination. And then we got a new feature on the ISC website. One of the questions we frequently ask ourselves is whether or not to cover some popular news item that's being discussed, like, for example, the Apple iCloud reset, in particular if we don't really have anything special to add to it. Frequently we use these one-liners where we essentially just post a link, but we are trying to formalize and get that process a little bit more controlled and easier for us. So what we are trying to experiment with now is where we have an RSS feed that really, like our existing sort of news summary feed, just collects all news, but then allow our readers and our handlers to pick certain news items as more interesting, more important, and also to comment on it. Take a look at the feature, see if you like it, and of course, if there are any improvements that you would like to suggest, we will gladly consider them. And then Kevin summarized in a diary entry a poll we recently had about how soon would you like vendors to release patches. Do you want a regular model like Microsoft, for example, does with monthly updates, or do you want vendors to release patches whenever they're ready, basically release them as soon as possible? Among our readers, 76%, so that's a good majority, wants to have them released as soon as possible. Now, we also asked whether or not you're a sysadmin or a security professional. We didn't really see a big difference either way, sysadmins and security professionals do prefer patches to be released as soon as possible. However, that question is a little bit tricky to analyze for us because this is only among Storm Center readers, as Kevin points out. And of course, that's probably more the security conscious folks, not necessarily sysadmins that are not really all that concerned about security. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.